Welcome to the Beckham Down Podcast. It's your host, Coach Johnson. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Game 3 of the NBA Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat. All right, let's get the show started by talking about the first half of Game 3 of the NBA Finals. In the first quarter, you could tell Miami was really locked in as they were competing at a high level. But that should be to no surprise for anyone who really knows this team. You could tell they made it a priority to protect the paint and recover from there on the defensive end of the floor. Miami picked up right where they left off offensively in Game 2, using the leverage of their shooters to create easy baskets at the rim. Defensively, there was a lot of short closeouts, early help, and they weren't putting themselves in a position where they could be beat off the dribble by the Lakers, living with the kickouts and protecting the paint. This is the complete game plan from Miami defensively. A little past halfway through the first quarter, the Lakers had more turnovers than they did shot attempts. This game had a feeling similar to the Game 1 start when the Lakers fell behind 23-10 into the first timeout because of the sloppy play from the Lakers as the Heat took advantage of their turnovers. Lakers had 9 turnovers total in Game 2. They already had 9 turnovers already with 4 minutes and 48 seconds left in the first quarter. But the Lakers' margin for error is quite high from a talent standpoint because Dragic and Bam Adebayo are out for the Miami Heat. After all that, the Lakers only trailed by 3, 26-23. And it was just a really disappointing end to the first quarter for the Heat after their hot start in the first quarter. Moving into the second quarter, Kyle Kuzma really started to find a rhythm as he was able to get more scoring opportunities with Anthony Davis in foul trouble. The reason for his scoring drop-off in the postseason is mostly due to the LeBron plus Anthony Davis minutes going up and Rondo's increased role within the offense as well. The defensive game plan from Miami is eerily similar to the one employed versus Milwaukee when they went all out to stop Giannis, but this one is solely focused on stopping dribble penetration. The big thing for the Miami Heat in this game has been keeping the Lakers out of the paint so far. Lakers only were able to score 12 points in the paint and were only able to grab one offensive rebound so far in this game. Jimmy Butler made it a priority to get into the paint, get into the teeth of the Lakers defense, as he had taken 9 shots in the Lakers paint already in this game, making 6 of them, taking advantage of the absence of Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard against the Lakers lineup with Markieff Morris at the 5. As solid as Miami's game plan and play had been, and especially their help on the defensive side of the floor, the doubles weren't working for them against the Lakers. And after talking about all this and how well Miami was able to play offensively, what they were doing well defensively, taking away the paint from the Lakers, which is their strong point, and Anthony Davis in foul trouble. The Lakers only trailed 58-54 at the half, and you got to credit a resilient effort from Miami, though the Lakers hurt themselves with 14 first-half turnovers. I will be back shortly to wrap up the show after a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Now that we're back from the break, let's talk about the second half. Starting with the third quarter, Miami's offense was really making strides, and it just felt that the Lakers had been in a lot more rotation defensively, more in this game than they were in the first two games combined. Miami continued their game plan of short closeout, showing help, protecting the paint, and it's what Miami continued to do throughout the whole game. It became harder for the Lakers to switch Anthony Davis over to Jimmy Butler on ball screen situations as they had to be selective in this game due to his foul trouble. The Lakers defense had not been sharp in this game. It wasn't very sharp in game two either, but Miami was still trying to figure out things offensively. And I really think they were able to in this game, especially with the new lineup, being able to play with four shooters around Jimmy Butler, spacing the floor, taking away any type of rim protection help from the Lakers, and allowing Butler Hero to attack the basket and not be met with much resistance. The Heat were able to generate a lot of great looks on the second pass off of drive and kick actions, but the Lakers were able to close this quarter on a 9-2 run to make it 85-80 heading into the fourth quarter. After the last play of this third quarter, I expected a heavy dose of LeBron James and pick and roll in the fourth quarter. It just feels like a game where the Lakers are going to have to use LeBron to bend Miami's defense. And that's just been the one action that Miami hasn't felt completely comfortable guarding, showing help, sending help, switching. They just haven't been able to figure out that part of the Lakers offense yet. But a positive note in this quarter is that Anthony Davis started to pick things up and hit four of his six field goal attempts for 10 points. Moving into the fourth quarter, the Lakers opened the fourth quarter on a 11-4 run after closing the third on a 9-2 run. Overall, that's a 20-6 run, turning a 12-point deficit into a 2-point lead. But the Lakers continued to generate points in the paint as the Lakers were only with 4 points in the paint about halfway through the fourth quarter. But for the game overall, they had scored 30 points. The Heat were able to do a phenomenal job of defending in this game three. Butler got going down a stretch, and the Lakers were giving into the switch just too easy and allowing Jimmy Butler to get wherever he wanted to on the floor as Miami turned to Jimmy Butler for isolation scoring down a stretch. With the Lakers not double teaming and not really leaving the shooters of Miami, it was extremely effective to maintain their lead and eventually stretch the lead out, capped off by a big three by Duncan Robinson towards the end of the game as Miami defeats the Lakers 115-104 in game three, as the Lakers' lead is now 2-1 in this series. Jimmy Butler went off for 40 points, 13 assists, and 11 rebounds, becoming the third player in NBA Finals history to have a 40-point triple-double. And this is the first finals game where a player from the opposite team has scored more points, dished out more assists, and grabbed more rebounds than LeBron in his career. The thing is that the Heat are not going to beat themselves. They came with a great game plan to get the ball out of Anthony Davis' hands, and different guys showed up on offense throughout the game. But we saw Jimmy Butler put on a phenomenal performance. And honestly, it's one of the best finals games we've ever seen in the history of the NBA. The Lakers defensively need to sharpen up, in particular the fourth quarter. Not sure why they decided to switch onto Jimmy Butler so much, especially with how well he was playing offensively and his relentlessness to get to the rim. Ultimately, the 20 turnovers for 21 points for Miami is an absolute dagger for this Lakers team. If LA is at their season average in this game, then they win this game as Miami is able to play against a non-set defense and the Lakers give themselves 7 extra possessions to score. But we also have to remember, the Lakers had one game against Portland, Houston, and Denver where they simply didn't play well throughout the whole game. They won 4 straight after game 1 losses to Portland and Houston, and games 4 and 5 after a game 3 loss to Denver. So it's going to be very, very intriguing to see how they respond to Miami on Tuesday in game 4. And that wraps it up for this episode of the Back 'Em Down podcast. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. If you want to become a monthly contributor to the show, please click the link at the bottom of the show notes. Everyone enjoy their Monday. Let your week get off to a great start. And get ready for Game 4 coming up on Tuesday of the NBA Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat. It's going to be a very intriguing game to see if the Lakers can bounce back or if the Miami Heat will be able to tie the series up at 2-2. But until then, everyone, take care, and I hope you come back for the next episode of the Back 'Em Down podcast.